Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Have you ever watched a youngster standing before a candy counter, looking everything over with a critical eye? That nickel he has to spend is as important to him as a dollar to us. And he wants to make sure of what he buys before he buys. And that's always smart buying. Take bread, for example.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
With butternut bread, you can always see what you buy before you buy. You can always be sure of the richest, most appetizing bread on your grocery shelves. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. Yes, if you like good flavor, you'll like butternut. And if you like soft, fine, tender bread, you'll like butternut. And most important, if you like bread that's fresh when you buy it and fresh when you eat it, you'll like butternut for sure. Because butternut bread is baked to stay fresh longer. And as we said before, you can see and be sure when you look at butternut's blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Point of Honor. Back in the gold rush days, the mining camps of the motherlode country of California made and acted upon their own laws as they went along. Especially was this so in the rowdy and populous camp called Hangtown, later to be known as Placerville. Most of the miners of Hangtown were honest and industrious. But the lure of easy money brought such men as Rory Dykes and Max Dominic to the camp. As our story opens, Rory and Max are walking up a small ravine toward a lighted window in a shack above them. It's about 10 o'clock at night.
Look in the window, Rory. Let us make sure Zeb is in his cabin.
Yeah, he's there, Max. He's reading. I reckon we can go on up to Moulton's cabin and kill him.
Yeah. Here is Zeb's revolver. While he was at work this afternoon, I took it out of his cabin. Now, before we do away with Will Moulton, let us be certain we both understand the plan. Stop here a moment.
Sure, we understand the plan. I shoot Moulton with Zeb's gun while you grab that cloth bag Moulton keeps his nuggets in.
Yes.
I hide the gun under Moulton's bunk and clear out.
We both do.
You take the gold back to our cabin, but I hide in the bushes. If Zeb hears the shot, and he can't help hearing it, he'll come up to see what's going on. I go back in and keep him there till the boys arrive.
The plan is good. Especially where there has been bad feeling between Zeb and Moulton over that claim. Come, Rory. Into Moulton's cabin. Waste no time, my friend. Shoot!
Get the gold, Max, quick. I'll toss the gun under here.
But not too far, under. Remember, it must be found.
Sure, I know it.
Yeah. I have the gold.
Right, let's get out of here. By thunder, somebody's already coming up the ravine. We both better hide in them bushes.
Well hidden here. There's Zeb. Now, go back in, Rory. I will be at our cabin.
What's all this, Zeb? Hey, Moulton's been shot.
I don't know who shot him, Dykes. I heard two shots and I came to see. By George, this is bad. We'd better call the doctor.
You stay right where you are. I'm going to call the boys. The doctor can't help Moulton now. And I'll keep this gun of mine handy just in case. Hey, you hombres. Come on up here to Will Moulton's cabin. Come up as fast as you can. There's been a killing.
I hope you don't think that I killed him, Dykes. As sure as my name's Zed Nickerson, I didn't...
Ah, save it. You can tell the miners' court about his death. We'll see what sentence that brother-in-law judge of yours passes on you. If he don't want the boys to skin him alive, it better be a sentence of death.
Where we ride to, Cisco? Hangtown?
Si, amigo, Hangtown.
I hope it will not take us long to find Senor Zeb Nickerson.
We not know Senor Zeb Nickerson, Cisco.
But we know his brother Caleb, and he's said to look for the biggest, strongest, most kindly man in Hangtown.
That be Senor Zeb?
That would be Senor Zeb.
Uh-huh.
I hate to give him the news, but it must be done. Let us get there, Pancho. Up your car.
Go now. There's some shacks ahead of us, Cisco.
That is Hangtown.
Hombres, you up early here. Look, Cisco, there's a big crowd.
Santos, someone is about to be hanged, Pancho. Up your car.
Go.
Un momento, señores.
What
is going on here?
This stuff no good for the net.
You got eyes, ain't you, stranger? You're just going to swing and kill her.
Sure, no, I ain't convinced that Sam Nickerson's a killer. He said he wasn't, and to me, Mike Dooley, that believes it.
Yeah, you're just like all blacks, Miss Dooley. Pig-headed.
Careful what names you call me, or I'll be all over you now, Dykes.
All right, now quit those squabbling, boys. Why are you strangers here?
We have a message for Senor Zeb Nickerson.
Well, I reckon it's too late for any messages for me, stranger, even though I am innocent of that killing.
You, senor, are you in charge here?
My name's Dodge, Bisbee Dodge, and I'm judge of the miners' court, so I suppose I'm in charge. Had to pass sentence on my own brother-in-law.
For what?
He was found guilty of shooting and killing Bill Moulton. Evidence was a recent quarrel over a mining claim. Zeb's gun found under
your pardon, senor. I do not need to hear the whole story just now. Let me talk to the miners.
Why, sure. Boys, shut up a minute. Shut up, I tell you.
I will be brief, senores. Mi compañero and I bring word to Senor Nickerson that his small son down in Shingle Springs is very sick. In proof of what I say, I have a note from the doctor. It is also signed by the brother, Senor Caleb Nickerson.
The little boy asked for his father to come.
That note looks all right to me.
Hey, just a minute, boys. I want to say something. All right, if my boy is sick and asking for me, I want to go to him. And if you'll grant me that request, I pledge you on my word of honor I'll be back here at this time 3 days from now.
Now, don't fall for it. String him up.
Touch your blabbermouth or I'll slam you one, Dykes.
Now, listen, boys. Even if it still means hanging, innocent though I am, I'll come back.
I have an idea, my friend. This man who brought the message, perhaps he would be willing to remain in our stockade as hostage while Zeb is away.
Yeah, what that means, Cisco, what that means?
It means that if Senor Zeb does not return in the time agreed upon, I will be hanged in his place.
You will be hanged in his place? No, Cisco. If he'll not be able to get back...
Well, your reply, my friend.
Senor, I will accept your challenge, for I have faith in the word of Senor Zeb.
Pancho, it like this.
Now, just a second, boys. The miners' court's in session once more. Now, all them is in favor of letting Zeb go home for 3 days even, from now, to see his sick boy, and keeping this stranger as hostage, say aye. Opposed? It's a vote and court's adjourned. Zeb, you ain't going to get hung for 3 days. And you, stranger, into the stockade you go.
You mind if I keep this nugget, Max? As a luck piece.
The one shaped like a dice?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, Rory. I have more important things on my mind than nuggets like dice. Do you know who that big stranger is?
I can't say I do.
He's the Cisco Kid. I finally remembered him from my country, Arizona. He is dangerous to every outlaw like ourselves.
Well, he's going to hang if Zeb don't come back.
Precisely. So let us make sure Zeb does not come back. We will wait for him out along the trail and kill him.
Do I get Zeb's horse? That's a mighty good horse, Max.
Always you think of trifles. Yes, you get the horse. It will be better than that monstrosity you now ride. No wonder the blacksmith Dooley charges you nearly double to shoe that animal.
Well, it's a deal. Say, what about this Cisco Kid, Max? If he's as dangerous as you say, why don't we gun him down while he's in the stockade? I could climb up that big oak tree outside.
No, Rory. Hanging will dispose of Cisco very nicely, and at no risk to us. Slow work. Digging under this stockade with only a pocket knife.
Slower digging with this flat rock, Cisco. But we got a big hole dug now.
Tomorrow at daylight, Singer Zeb comes back.
We hope.
We must meet him on the trail and talk with him. It is now dark.
The blacksmith, Cisco. He's the guard for tonight, no?
Hey, I brought you some fresh water, boys. Come take the pail.
Gracias, senor. You've been kind to us.
And why not? You know, Mike Dooley admires the man with faith in his fellow man. And your faith will be rewarded. Zeb will be back. He is no killer.
Pancho, you hope nothing happens so he not get back.
But one more thing, senor blacksmith. Who is taking care of our horses?
Oh, the judge, Bisbee Dodge. They're in his corral, and the saddles are in the little shed.
Just for fun, senor blacksmith, how'd you get to the judge's place?
Oh, you go to the end of Clomer Street, this one.
Uh-huh.
The judge's house is the last one.
The last one.
And the biggest.
Uh-huh.
And at the start of the trail there. Well, now, good night, boys, and good luck.
Good night, senor.
Anybody almost think he wants us to get out, Cisco?
Perhaps he does, amigo. And we are going to get out. Come, let us get back to our digging.
We will wait here, Ori. Zeb should be along any minute.
Whoa!
There he is, below us. Quick, in among the trees. Be ready with that rifle, Rory. Here he comes. Make this shot good.
Keep quiet. I know what I'm doing. Now I'll take him.
Got him. Head off that horse, man.
Drag Zeb's body into the brush. I'll bring the horse. Yeah, this will do nicely. I will hobble the horse. You can get him later on, Rory. Now let us get back up to camp quickly.
Yeah, I reckon Cisco will swing now.
There is no question of that, my friend.
Get up!
We have carried out our plans very well, Rory. I am indeed pleased.
Rory, off the trail, quick! Up on the little plateau, up the bank!
Will you tell me what the matter is?
The Cisco kid and his partner. They're riding down the trail far above us. I caught a glimpse. Get ready again, Rory. Get ready to kill them both.
This is as far down the trail as we can go, Pancho. There is no more time. I must get back to keep my promise. Oh, there, hold.
But Cisco, Pancho not seen no sign of seeing Zeb.
Neither do I, amigo. Madre mía, diablo, out of here, cap!
Go, Lugo, quick, go!
Oh, there, ho. We're safe under this big boulder, Pancho.
Oh, no. Pancho not be hit by the bullet, you, Cisco?
No, but it was close. Listen, two horsemen.
We chase them, Cisco?
Would do no good. They have too good a start, and there are many trails up that way. Come. Right up on that plateau.
Go!
I can still smell gunpowder.
Slow down.
Now to have a look over this ground. Well, look, Chico. A gold nugget in the shape of a dice.
Fine to see a horse track down there in the soaked dirt, Chico.
Look at the size of it. I'm going to measure it with this leather thong, amigo. That horse must be as big as a moose.
Now maybe we not have to go back up to Hangtown, no, huh?
Pancho, we are going back.
But these things may not help, Cisco.
Say no more about it, Pancho. We are going back to Hangtown.
And so, to keep a promise given, Cisco deliberately rides to what may be his death. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
For the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast, be sure to buy and try the new butternut wheat bread. What a wheat this is! Soft, tender, real wheat flavor. And best of all, like all butternut bread, butternut wheat is fresh. Fresh when you buy it. Fresh when you eat it. Yes, try it for toast right this week. Crisp, crunchy, golden brown. The finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast. Try butternut wheat at dinner time, too. Butternut's flavor blends with all other foods, adds a zip and a tang to any meal. And have you heard? Like butternut white bread, butternut wheat is yours to buy without a guess, a squeeze, or a doubt. Because, yes, sir, butternut wheat has a true-to-life photo of fresh, honey-colored slices right on the red and white check gingham wrapper. That's your key to easy, sure shopping, smart buying. So look, see, be sure of the finest wheat bread, butternut wheat bread, in the red and white check gingham wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Point of Honor. When Cisco agreed to be hostage so Zeb Nickerson, about to be hanged for murder, could go and visit his small, seriously ill son, he realized the risk involved. Digging out of the prisoner's stockade the night before Zeb was to return, Cisco and Pancho rode down the trail to be shot at from ambush. Investigating, Cisco found a small, dice-shaped gold nugget and the huge hoof print of a horse, but no sign of Zeb. Now, our friends are riding up the trail.
Cisco, please not go back to Hangtown again. If those hombres hang Cisco, then what Pancho do? And Pancho got to go back to Hermosillo.
Pancho.
Might as well hang Pancho, too, because nothing no fun for Pancho no more.
Well, I'm still alive, Chico. Let us make the most of it.
Pancho, I think that nugget and hoof print make them let you go, Cisco. They'd be mad because they deserve not come back.
Well, I'm not going to give up yet.
There they are, Cisco, and they're mad, too.
Look, they are manhandling someone.
He's the blacksmith.
Hey, up there, come on.
Go, Lover, go, now, go, Lover, go.
Must be blaming him for our escape. Hold him, ho.
Ho, Lover, ho, Lover, ho.
Easy, boys, easy. I tell you, I did not have them escape.
Were you guarding them, Dooley, or sleeping?
Un momento, hombres.
Cisco, back now and find his side of the
thing. Hey, you spare pigs. I told you the Cisco Kid was a man of honor. Now turn me loose before I spit on me hands and square away.
I'm sorry you had this trouble, Sir Blacksmith.
Never mind the talking. Let's get this business over with. Lift Cisco up on the wagon, boys.
You're not hand, Cisco. Pancho fight you with his bare teeth.
Wait, hombres. I have something to say. First of all, Sir Blacksmith did not know our means of escape.
Nor the guards not know it neither.
We dug a hole under the stockade. And when the guards came to the stockade door in the daytime, we would lie down across the hole as if resting.
Oh, if that's all you want to tell us.
It is not. Mi compañero and I rode down the trail to meet Señor Zeb to get his story. We were fired upon from ambush. We did not find the bandidos, but we found this nugget.
Let me see that. Say, boys, this nugget come out of Will Moulton's poke. I remember him showing it around.
Hey, by thunder, Max, that's a dice nugget. Must have slipped out of my pocket when I squatted down to draw a bead on Cisco.
Most unfortunate. Still, they can prove nothing.
Get on with the hanging!
Another eyepot of you, Dominic, and I'd pierce you one.
And Pancho kick you in the shins, huh?
Also, senores, this leather thong is the length and breadth exactly of the hoof print we found beside the nugget.
I'll be having a look at that, Cisco.
Pancho, they ain't always as big as two mooses is.
I'm thinking I know who this horse belongs to.
Hey, if he says my name, Max, we'll have to shoot our way out of here.
This is serious.
Just to make sure, I'll go to my shop and measure the old horseshoes I have there.
Come, Rory. As quietly as we can.
Keep everyone here, Señor Judge.
Good idea, Cisco. Hey, where are you two going?
To get some breakfast.
Yeah, we ain't going to hang around all day without eating.
Make them wait, Señor Judge.
Yeah, sure. Everybody got to stay here till we find out who belongs to the big hoof print of the horse.
You coming back here, boys?
Of course.
Sure thing, Judge.
Oh, they'll be back, Cisco. They said they would.
Of course they said they would. But that means nothing.
Oh, let them go eat. I'm tempted to go myself.
You're not hang Cisco now, Señor Judge?
Not for 5 minutes more anyway.
Bueno.
Hey, Joe Simmons. You better go check on that measuring. We'll want two testimonies about that horseshoe.
Last of all, where's Zeb's gold? It ain't anywhere I've looked in this cabin.
It is here somewhere, I'm certain of that, Rory. Are you keeping an eye on the blacksmith shop?
Yeah, I'm watching.
You're sure Dooley is still in the shop?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll let you know when he comes out, Max.
I'll be sure you do. Because gold or no gold, the moment he starts back to the gathering of miners, that moment we start out of this town.
Yeah, and fast, too.
Perhaps we had better leave right now.
If that gold's in here, I want to find it.
Try under the mat on Zeb's bunk. Possibly it might be there.
Hey, you're right. Here's the poke, Max. Ain't a very big one, though.
There's no time to search for more. There's Dooley just leaving his shop. Hurry.
Yeah, I'm with you. And on the way down the trail, we'll stop and get Zeb's horse.
Cisco, here comes Senor Blacksmith back again.
Si, Pancho. I hope he has some evidence to give these hombres.
Why do they not have?
We will see when the time comes. Let us listen to what he has to say.
Well, what'd you find out, Dooley?
Yeah.
Well, oh, now, Judge, just as I was thinking, that hoof print was made by Rory Dyke's horse and no mistake. Now, wait a minute. I ain't through talking. George Simmons here will back me up that these tongs measured exactly.
That's right, boys.
Maybe we get somewhere.
Well, what do you know about that? Rory, huh? A couple of you hombres go find Rory and bring him here. Him and Max went to eat.
Or so they said.
But they not say where they get the breakfast. It may be up in Oregon.
Perhaps we'd better put you back in the stockade, Cisco, till we get this business settled.
No, Senor Judge. I am not going back into the stockade. I consider myself no longer a hostage.
Well, now, by thunder, what you consider ain't...
Look, two riders, just going out of sight around the bend in the trail.
Ride fast, too.
Hey, none of your tricks now, Cisco. I didn't see them.
Tricks nothing. Come on, Pancho.
Grab him, boys. Stop him.
Can you always not see what is right before your eyes?
Give it to them, Cisco.
Give it that, Cisco. Well,
out of my way, you. And you. Out your horse, Pancho.
This makes Pancho happy.
Up your hill, ha.
Go, 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 go.
Fire on them, boys. Let them have it.
Oh, I guess go find you very, very happy now. We never go back to Hangtown again.
We may have to, amigo.
Cisco.
We have not yet cleared Senor Zeb's name, Pancho. Until we do... those miners would hang him the minute they got their hands on him. Hop, yabba, go on!
Oh, logo, Pancho, not so happy now.
We fooled them, Rory. We got away from there very nice.
Yeah, but I'm still wondering about that shooting we heard back up there.
As I told you, it may be that the Cisco kid tried to escape and they shot him down.
And I sure hope you're right. That hombre was just about to cause us plenty of trouble.
Just about? My friend, he did cause us trouble. Told you he was dangerous to us.
I reckon we don't need to worry about him anymore, Max. Now we'll get that horse of Zeb's and take him on down to Sacramento. I'll keep him for my own, and I'll sell this big hammerhead.
The sooner the better. There's the place, Rory, just ahead of us. Whoa! In past those trees. And from Sacramento, let us go north up into the Marysville country.
That's all right with me, and I... Hey, Zeb's alive. Whoa! Well, that's funny. I sure thought I plugged you for keeps, Zeb.
Oh, you're there. Polecat or anything. Reckon you framed me on Moulton's murder, too, then.
Little good it will do you to know that, sir.
You murderers.
Let us waste no time on him, Rory. Give him the finishing shot and we will be on our way.
Yeah, I reckon I might as well.
Here. You'd shoot a helpless man, would you?
Not only would, I'm going to.
Wait. Rory. Those horses.
Oh, there, hold.
Hey, we stop here, Cisco.
Thanks to the horses we were following. Turned aside back there. Wait here, Pancho.
Here he comes, Rory. Don't miss him.
Look out, Cisco, gunman!
Now, you blabbering buzzer, Zeb. Just for that,
I... Is this for the warning, Senor Zeb? Take that gun, Badillo.
I'll come to you, Cisco.
Let go, or I'll gun whip you.
I'll give you a gun whip no one if I can have it. And I think I can.
Look out, Cisco. I'll remember the knife.
And I know how to use it, Cisco.
But not on me, Badillo.
You finish up those bandidos in short order, Cisco.
You spoke just in time, amigo. He would have had me with that knife if you had not warned me.
Pancho, tie these bandidos.
Senor Zeb, you are wounded.
But I ain't dead, Cisco. Them two thought I was. They tried to gulch me.
Pancho, stop those riders. We could use a little help.
Yes, Cisco. Stop, signore. Stop.
Who yelled at us?
Pancho yelled at you. In this way.
All right. Come on, boys.
We'll fix this wound of yours in a jiffy, Senor Zeb.
Tell me, how is your boy?
He's going to get better, Cisco.
Ah, that is the best news yet, senor.
By Judas, what's all this?
I'm willing to bet that whirlwind of a Cisco stopped them, too.
Yeah, not forget that cyclone of a Pancho.
Zip!
I couldn't get there on time, Bisbee. I got shot at.
Oh, the poor senor, he fainted away.
Is there a doctor among you? Then you had better attend to Senor Zeb. Yes, for these two bandidos, Pancho and I will take them to Sacramento and put them in jail there.
Take them to Sacramento.
Si, Senor Judge. I would like you to come with us, unless you still think they are not guilty of the murder of Moulton.
Oh, I reckon they're guilty. But why take them to Sacramento? We'll string them up ourselves.
No, senores, you will not. And I will back up what I say with these guns. From now on, the law will deal with them.
Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
Those bandidos did a long time in the prison, no?
Si. They got a life sentence for the murder of Moulton, amigo.
Senor Zeb, he almost better now.
Yeah, I'm glad to say he is. But he had a very narrow escape.
Twice, Cisco. First they almost hang him, and then he gets shot.
Si, twice. Very bad experiences. But he enjoyed himself when he came to Sacramento to testify.
He liked those oysters.
Oh, si, they were very good oysters. Did you like them, Pancho?
Oh, si, Pancho like oysters all right. Only thing is, they're very lazy, Cisco.
Oysters are lazy?
Oh, very, very lazy.
Well, I never heard that about oysters before. What makes you think they are lazy? Well,
look what they found, Cisco.
Well, where are they found?
All was found in beds.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco! Oh.
Up, Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
In the shortest words possible, everyone knows if it's...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, if it's butternut, it's extra fresh. Fresh when you buy it, fresh when you eat it. Just try a loaf and see. Pick up any blue and white check gingham picture wrapper and see that freshness even before you buy. A rich, true-to-life photo of butternut's fresh white slices right before your eyes. No guess which bread is finest. No squeeze to test for freshness. And no doubt which bread you like. You'll love butternut bread. Everybody does. They like butternut for crisp golden toast, for the tastiest, richest sandwiches ever put in a lunchbox. And of course, butternut always makes a hit at mealtime. You might say butternut is virtually guaranteed to step up and pep up those family appetites. Folks who appreciate real bread flavor always buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See what you buy before you buy.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.